looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh, I'm so excited to share today's show with you as we have a Christmas party today on Kingdom Pursuits, as you might imagine, with... and... So, Bob just opened his first present. Jerry's been giving out presents. They have Christmas cards. We have all this stuff. But it's actually, since we didn't get a chance to, and you can hear all the people in the background as we're doing this Christian Car Guy party. And so, if you didn't get your invitation till late, just, you know, here it is.
You're
going to be part of it as we're really going to have a blast today. We're going to do so many different things that are just part of this. You know, how God has taken our passion and used it to build the kingdom, because we have the entire crew of the Christian Car Guy Show, not just Jerry, not just Bob, but we have Bill and we have Robbie. And so welcome, Jerry.
Ah, great to be here this morning and excited. Well, I don't know about excited. I think maybe a little touch of fright in this part. Robbie had all this stuff planned out as Christmas parties go.
And so now we hear the white mic doing one. Anyway,
did Bob, it crackle?
And we have Bob. So welcome, Bob.
Didn't know there were going to be presents, but I got excited when I opened my first one.
Oh, yeah.
I have peppermint in my hand.
So very fun. We have a present for all of you, too. But we're going to get to that in a second. Next up, we got Bill is on the phone because he is socially distancing due to a little exposure problem. Right, Bob? Bill?
Yeah, I'm sheltering in place. We went to see my son, and then after we saw my son, he came down with that mess, and or whether waiting for his test to come back positive or negative.
So, you know, coming up, just a little idea of what we've got coming. We have the COVID carols sung by the Christian Car Guy Singers, which have never sang yet. We actually have Beth Ann here to give us a little...
I'm hoping either Bill or Beth Ann are singers amongst us.
but very, very, very fun, and I'm really excited that you get to take part in this as the listeners, is we have, you know, it's been common to have the car name generator on the Christian Car Guy Show. Well, today we have your elf name generator. Many of you may not know what your actual elf name is, so, you know, like, say, Beth Ann, have you ever known what your elf name is?
Never knew I had one, Robbie.
So if you call in at 866-348-7884, not only are we going to give you your elf name, but we're going to email you a certificate with your elf name, perhaps your Hebrew name if you want, and just the whole thing from the Christian Car Guy Show is a present to everybody that calls today and wants that. So, Beth Ann, let's put your Beth Ann, your female.
Yeah, I am.
And what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is pink.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've put that in the elf name generator.
You have. I hear it going. Make it so official with a certificate.
It is official. You're going to like this, I think. It's actually quite accurate as I'm looking at this. Your elf name, Beth Ann, is Marshmallow Twinkle Pie.
I love them all.
So a marshmallow makes tasty marshmallows and chocolate-covered candy for all the good little children.
Aww.
She wears a deep purple jacket embroidered with stars and moons, and she loves to cook in the kitchen, makes mincemeat pies.
Ooh.
My dad would love that. And to feed all of Santa's reindeer.
Aww.
Oh, there you go. Marshmallow Twinkle Pie.
That's me.
If you've always wondered, now that's the feminine. We have more masculine elf names. Or if you want, we'll take a shot at your Hebrew name. But just call us at 866-348-7884. And since I don't have a technical riddle, we do have the Christian Car Guy Singers. Unfortunately, Bill does not have a singing sheet to go with us.
Actually, we're fortunate that I'm not.
You're
part
right.
Of the singing
but feel free to chime in if you begin to sense, you know, that you know where this is going. So here we go. You guys just follow my lead. Here we go.
Yeah.
These are COVID carols.
We'll
for
follow
the, these
your
are
lead.
Carols for the season, right? Jingle bells, I can't smell. COVID's on its way.
That was really excellent. I like that.
It was kind of harmony. Yeah. And then, okay, here we go. Next up. Oh, Clorox wipes. The countertops are shining. Okay. So far, we got two of those pretty good. And number three, Kevin the mailman is the only man I see. There you go.
Yeah, Bill, you were lucky.
Yeah.
Bill, you can say you had no part of this. So
my kids used to take a collection at church to keep me from singing.
And then my personal favorite on the list, on the fifth day of quarantine, my true love gave to me five rolls of Charmin, four cans of Lysol, three N95 masks, two bars of Dove, and a socially distanced partridge in a pear tree.
Well.
All I wanted for Christmas was a roll of toilet paper.
So, you know, sincerely, as I was, you know, I knew we were going to have all my friends on here, and this actually goes way, way back, especially for Bill and I. We actually met about 26 years ago, I think in 1994. Would you agree with that, Bill?
I was just a child.
Yeah, you were just a child.
Robbie, change your diaper. Eh?
But the interesting thing is, really, Bob, I didn't become a Christian until 1991. And so I met Bill in 1994 with the Christian Businessmen's Committee, which is also where we met Stu, probably about 96. And he was a child, I can assure you, at that point in time. He worked for WSJS as one of their reps. And we started the Christian Car Guy Show in 2006, and that's where I met Jerry in about 2008. Bob came along and joined us. But it's interesting to me that it was 14 years from the time I became a Christian until I started the Christian Car Guy Show. Well, 14 years after that is today. In other words, it was 14 years before the show, and it was 14 years after that show. So I've only been a Christian about 28 years, and that's how that kind of works. So I knew I was going to have my friends here. And by the way, I got an elf named caller coming, Keith, and we're going to get to his name in a second. So I was like, what could I do for Christmas kind of special for my friends? And so I wrote this. This morning, actually, after much prayer, I've been praying about it all week, and I had ideas, but then God just kind of threw it together for me. So here we go. So Bill, Jerry, and Bob remind me of what Clarence the Angel wrote to George Bailey in his copy of Tom Sawyer. If you might remember, it said, "No man is a failure that has friends." You know, and you might remember in that story, all these people, you know, helping out George when he needed help. And if you've been around this group, and I, you know, for the years that we've done life together, I mean, I can't think of the different times, you know, at my father's funeral, you know, certainly during, you know, Bob's loss of his son, and so many different things that we've done life together, right? That we are truly blessed, I mean, to have friends like this. So I wondered how I can love on these dear friends that have done life with me for so many years through some really crazy stuff, and I pray As I prayed, I felt God tell me to tell them what I see, what their glory is. In other words, where do I see God reflected in Bob? Where do I see God reflected in Jerry? Where do I see God reflected in Bill? So, since I met Bill first, I'm going to go with him first. And so I'm going to share these one by one throughout the show, but I want to do this one first. And so, like I said, I've known Bill for 26 years. I mean, we have been together a long time. So when I think of Bill, he is, in fact, a counselor. And I have his Hebrew spelling in his Christmas card, which he'll get at some point because he wasn't here to get it today. But see, Bill sees the right way to go in so many things. And what a wonderful insurance agent, by the way, to have is to have somebody who has the gift of counsel, which for really him, he can almost always tell you this is the right way to handle this situation. If you give it to Bill, it's just a beautiful thing. So we got Bill's name in Hebrew, his elf name. We got Keith's elf name. Oh, man, we got so much more. But what we don't have is you. It can't be a party if you're not with us. So call us, 866-348-7884. Keith, please hang on through the break. We'll be back with your elf name in just a minute. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today happens to be a Christian car guy Christmas party. It's our passion, as we are the Christian car guys. The four of us, again, Bill Mixon, Jerry Mathis, and Bob Young, all our team from the Christian Car Guys show, getting to share what we do to an extent. We're going to get to more of the party, but first we got an elf name to generate. We got Keith is in High Point. Keith, you're on the Christian. You're on Kingdom Pursuits.
Good morning.
Good morning. My brain is not engaged yet. I'm sorry.
Oh Lord, I hope mine is.
So Keith,
yes, sir.
Are you ready for your
elf name?
Elf name. You've been ready for this your whole life.
So, oh yes.
Tell me again your last name. I forgot it.
Clark.
All right. So, Keith Clark, and your favorite color? Very important in your elf name recognition.
Blue.
All right, that's my favorite color too. So. You know, it's interesting.
Oh no. I hear that.
So, yeah, there you go. So your elf name, if you ever wondered, and you know, you're going to get a certificate later with all this information, so you'll never be able to forget it, is actually Fudge Hollyfer. Now,
don't change it to your license yet, okay?
Now, Fudge makes enchanted wooden soldiers for all the good little children. He wears a tunic embroidered with green holly leaves, and he's a deep thinker. Mysterious elf who often goes off alone to invent things. There you go.
That's part of that's appropriate.
Fudge Hollyfer.
Hollyfer sounds a little prickly to me. I'm not sure.
I would like to share something with y'all real quickly that I learned when I was in the emergency room just a few weeks ago.
Oh, please.
And I had to go in there. I had some severe chest pain, so walked into the emergency room. Well, anyway, make a long story short, when I was in the emergency room, there was two homeless men there. And these guys were covered. We've seen people like this on the street. These guys were they were grimy. They were smelly. I knew something was wrong when I walked in the emergency room because there was a smell in there. And these guys walked by, and one went to the bathroom and walked by this young lady. And their smell was so bad, she started throwing up. And I was sitting there, the world was in my mind thinking about these guys. Rah, rah. But then the Lord told me, said, you know, that's the way everybody is when they have their sin upon them before they get Jesus. They're grimy, they're smelly to him. But when you go to the Lord, it's like I talked to the doctor, waited on me. He said, yeah, I had to wait on those guys. He said, I got them. But the doctor didn't get them cleaned up to work on them. He fixed them as they were. And it was telling me that, you know, people think, well, you know, I can't go to the Lord. I got to do this. I have to do that. No, we just go to the emergency room. That's where Lord Jesus is at. We put ourselves down before him. He will clean us up. He ministers to us, and he puts us on our way. And something like that. But I just thought, as I was sitting there and holding my chest, I was thinking, well, thank you, Lord, for them words. And but yeah, the Lord takes us as we are, and then he will work on us. We don't get cleaned up before we go to him. We go to him and as we are, and then he works on us, and he takes care of us, and he'll.
So it sounds like
the doctor there didn't.
Yeah. Huh? I was going to say sounds a lot like a commercial that Bob Young once did. Almost exactly.
That shot through my brain.
Absolutely
for sure.
Fantastic, beautiful story. But I'm sure everybody is sitting there wondering the same thing I am, Keith. What happened with you? Are you okay?
Well, today's a beautiful day. The sun's shining, and the doctors said all this, that, and the other, and I had to stay in the hospital for about 10 days, and they still hadn't worked on me yet. They sent me home, and I'm feeling fine. And they're going to line me up for something later on. But I've learned also too. I can't think about like my situation. What's later on? I'm taking today, and that's today is all I got.
I agree.
I don't have tomorrow. Well, and it's today is the good gift that the Lord has given me, and you know that's my testimony.
It's beautiful. It is, Keith. Thank you for sharing that, and we're going to add you to our prayer list. Which, you know, now I know your last name is Clark, so Keith Clark. Well, thank you, Keith. I appreciate
it's not
so much.
Clark Kent. It's definitely not Clark Kent. It's
or it could
Clark.
Be Fudge Hollyfer. Yeah. Just saying.
Fudge Hollyfer.
Fudge had a lot of wisdom and all that.
Thank you, buddy. God bless. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, y'all, and thank you so much for your show. Oh, and thank all of y'all for being on there.
It's a blast. Thank you. God bless.
You. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother.
So, again, you may want, in fact, I'm shocked, actually, that more people aren't lined up to get their, you know, Elf name. So 866-348-7884 is the number to call to get your Elf name. 866-34-TRUTH. Yes, Bob.
I'm really surprised that nobody has called in wanting to be our agent for our singing trio here.
We still have one more carol we have yet to sing. We left off with Partridge in a Pear Tree, but nonetheless, moving along with Bill a little bit, what I found really, really neat was when I studied your Hebrew name, Bill, not your elf name, but your Hebrew name, it really is a double connector to God's heart. And if you know Bill well, I mean, since I've known him 26 years, he's always been a double connected to God's heart. And, you know, of the Father that's revealed in the Son. So, you know, if you know Bill, I imagine you were thinking about all the homeless people that you've interacted with, because you used to be the person that never would let a homeless person go by without you trying to help them. And not to mention that you work in the soup kitchens and you work in the jails and all these different things. That is just a big part of what Bill is. And all the people that you've brought on Kingdom Pursuits for us over the years, an amazing thing. So, you know, not before you get the big head, I want to give you your elf name. Bill, are you paying attention?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. It's Evergreen Icicles, Ice Crystals, if you ever wondered. Okay, so Evergreen makes eccentric toy bath ducks. And all the wind-up frogs for all the good children. He wears a tunic embroidered with silver icicle pattern, and he loves gems and crystals. And he's very good at finding little treasures to decorate the Christmas toys. So there you go, Bill.
Boy, I sure am glad I learned all this today.
Your day is complete, huh?
It is.
we may not have a talent agent, but at least we have an insurance agent.
There we go. Maybe you can
that
double.
May be more important. You know, we could get. But anyway, we have Laura is in Raleigh. She's looking for her elf name. I got to get the elf generator all fixed up here. Laura, good morning. How are you? You're on Kingdom Pursuits.
Uh-oh. Good morning. How are you doing? is this the number I called? Uh-oh. I thought I was got the restaurant.
You thought you got the restaurant?
Oh, no. If you would, if you would.
So, Laura, what is your last name?
Starts with a V.
What is it now?
V. I don't want to give my
Oh. You don't want to give out your whole name. That makes sense.
No.
So we're going to go with Laura Smith. You know, that'll work.
Laura Smith? Okay.
All right. And what's your favorite color, Laura?
It's blue.
It's blue. I love that.
Uh-oh. What I win?
Well, you won the certificate. You're going to get it. So...
Oh,
here you go, Laura. Mistletoe golden balls. There you go.
You're nuts.
I'm just repeating what I'm reading here.
Hey,
all right, so mistletoe makes talking clockwork animals for all the good little children. You make the talking clockwork animals. And she wants a sequin jacket with shiny gold buttons, and she's a very lucky elf who often... succeeds by accident. There you go.
Well, do you want to make some sequin platform shoes to go with that?
Yeah, that would be perfect. That would be perfect. So absolutely beautiful, Laura. Thank you.
But they gotta have
you.
Pointy.
God bless you. What you do.
You know, got to have pointy toes on those.
What do you say?
I say you got to have pointy toes on those platform shoes.
Stilettos. pointy platform shoes. Oh my.
That's an elf thing.
It is an elf thing. It is an elf thing, and
you're
you can.
You're right.
Feel free to walk into any coffee place that says "World's Best Cup of Coffee" and congratulate him this week. You know, it's always good to make you, give you, you know, to really walk
man.
In your elfness. Eat from any of the candy food groups, you know, that you guys normally eat from, syrup, candy corn, you know, that kind of thing. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Or eat them together. You really feel fun.
Thank you, Laura. Well, God bless. I appreciate you calling in and joining the party today.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right. I know you want in on this. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. If you want your elf name or join the party, we still got a lot more to find out about Bob and Jerry. I have their elf names all pre-selected.
I can't wait.
On the edge of my seat right now.
Looking forward to the rest of the Christian Car Guy Show Christmas Party. Welcome back to our Kingdom Pursuits Christian Car Guy Show Christmas Party, where we're discovering all sorts of interesting facts about elf names and all sorts of things. So, you know, I know we'd enjoy this because we have Amy Combo calling in. She is the host of The Cure. And Amy, you know, her show this week that she's going to come on at 1 o'clock is going to be Elf Esteem. I mean, really. I'm not kidding you. It's about elf esteem. So, Amy, I know you're going to...
Yeah.
I pre-put your name into the elf name generator since I have it right here, and I know how to spell your name.
Get out of here.
And so I just need to know, what's your favorite color?
Oh, I like blue.
Blue. That's a winner today. Okay. So your elf name, I guess you've always wondered about this, Amy, is Ginger Snap.
Not really?
Ginger Snap Glitter Socks. Okay.
Wow, that's adorable.
So
Ginger Snap Glitter Socks, I love it.
Ginger Snap makes ferocious toy dinosaurs for all the good little children. She wears a tunic embroidered with glittering sequins, And she is a silly, lovable elf who is both creative and fun to be around. Which, having been around Amy some, every time it was just absolutely a blast. And so, you know, since, you know, you're part of the party today, you needed to know your elf name because you're going to be talking about elf esteem, actually self-esteem, with your guest. Who have you got on today?
Nice. I didn't know there was such a thing, actually. But I do have Johnny Cardo. And, yeah, I mean, it's great because, you know, confidence sometimes is what it takes to change a behavior or to even move on. So it's actually very important in life to believe in yourself.
Oh, it really, really, really is, to understand your identity and walk in the person that God made you to be. So how fun. This show's coming on at 1 o'clock today, and it's live, so you can call in there, too, and talk to Johnny, talk to Amy. So thank you for calling in today, Amy, and we'll look forward to your show.
Thank you, Robbie.
And if Boris wants to call in later and get his, you know, we do have boy elf names, too, so just tell him to feel free. I would love to share.
What's my elf name?
Okay. I'm glad you asked.
I'll surely let him know.
Which I've been meaning to ask this forever. Is Boris spelled with one R or two?
One R.
Okay.
One R.
That's what I always had, so I feel a whole lot better about that. So, Boris, what is your favorite color?
Boris, what is your favorite color?
Green.
Green. Green. He's looking up your elbow.
All right, here we go. Robin.
Now is the moment.
Yes, Robin Glittertree. So,
okay, so you
Robin makes Twee toy tea sets. I never heard of a Twee toy tea set, but you make those, apparently, for all the good little children. And you wear a tunic embroidered with the glittered sequins, as you might imagine. And he is a bit of a show off who likes to climb the Christmas tree and be the center of attention. Really?
You know, even as elves, they're equally yoked. They both have glitter.
Thank you, guys. Have a great show today. It's going to be fun. Elf esteem. Don't forget that. Okay. All right. Bye-bye, Amy. So, next up, there's a lot of folks wanting their, you know, elf name, and so you can call and join the party, 866-348-7884. And as you might imagine, Ann Alt, right? She just got done playing so many different characters. If you listen to Christian Car Guy Theater, let's see if I can name the characters that you did. And you did. You played the part of Eustace's mother.
Uh huh.
And you played
cranky lady.
You played Frenchie Fender, Ghost of Christmas Present. You played Minnie Matt. Was there anybody else that you played in that?
Tiny Tim's mother too.
Oh, that's right. You played your own mother. You were Minnie Matt's mother. That was the first time ever done. And
everyone.
You were a very busy lady.
She was in that show.
I love listening to you guys today. This is so much fun. I feel like I'm at the party. This is fun.
You are.
You are at the party.
My elf name.
Yes, well, here we go. What's your favorite color, Anne?
Purple, really.
Really? So purple.
Really?
Well, here we go. Anne's, I know you've been wondering what her elf name is. We're generating it. Here it comes. We're waiting. Oh, it just spit it out. Ginger Snap Fizzy Sleigh. There you go. You apparently related by the Ginger Snap part, but Ginger Snap makes ferocious toy dinosaurs. Oh, very much like apparently Ginger Snaps do that. And
yes,
she wears a bright jacket embroidered with bubble patterns. That's different. And she's a generous elf who loves to give gifts and always thinks the best of others. Aww.
Okay, I like that. I hope so. God bless you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, Anne. I appreciate you calling in. God bless. So fun to share all this with you guys today. You needed to be part of the Christmas Christian Car Guy party, so thank you. All right. Bye-bye. So moving on. I have to get to, let's see, Jerry. So those of you who know Jerry, and I hope a lot of you do, I wonder if you would think like I do here. So as I thought about this, actually prayed a lot about it, as I prayed with all my friends, as I see it, Jerry is a father figure, which is Ab in Hebrew. And, you know, Jerry has a peace and a love to him that you just sense this fatherly feel whenever I'm around him. And when you think about the word father, it starts with an aleph, and that means like alpha in Greek. You know, he's always in charge. But in Jerry's case, you're really glad he is. You know what I'm saying, Bob? Are you feeling it?
Absolutely.
I mean, like, here's this guy, like, that I'm, like, totally good with that, because you know that he's got your best and always in his heart. And I'm telling you, it's kind of like the head of the house that just is bringing peace and joy to your household. And that's really a gift that he, you know, to me, he brings to the whole world.
Well, he's one of the most trustworthy people, and in the business he's in, it's such a great feeling to do business with someone like him, where you have ultimate confidence that you'll be treated fairly and everything. And right. That's the reputation they've built their business on. And it's just been an honor to do business with him through the years.
And interestingly, when you look at Jerry's name in Hebrew, which I wouldn't have guessed this, that it's very closely connected to Jeremiah. Right? It sounds, you know, like, wow, it has the same sounds in it. But there's a very specific name in the Bible of Jerry, and which has that sound to it. And it means God has taught me. Right?
I'm still being taught, for sure.
There you go.
And so you can find that character in 1 Chronicles 5:13. I'm going to give this sheet to my friends as we share this. But Jerry's elf name, I know you've been wondering. Fudge Toffee Tree. Yeah, I've pre-selected these. So Fudge makes enchanted wooden soldiers for all the good little children. He wears a toffee-colored tunic edged with white fur trimmings. And he's a bit of a show-off, too. He likes to climb the Christmas tree. And I've never seen that with Bob at all. So, you know, I might have missed this. The generator might have been a little bit off this time, but it could happen. So how fun is that?
Do you have pictures of these tunics?
You've never seen an elf's tunic?
Not Jerry in one.
Oh. It's in the very back of the closet, let me tell you, very back. So like I said, Rob, yeah. Well, go ahead.
I'm interested.
No, I mean, it's kind of neat sitting here with Bob and Robbie and Bill on the phone and Beth Ann in here. You know, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, show today is kind of, I mean, just listen to your words and stuff are humbling and stuff. And it's humbling just to know that we have that community that we have. And, you know, as you said earlier, we've been through a lot at different times and different stages, and we're all at different points in our life. But then having Jesus Christ as that common thread that bonds us together and brings us together and strengthens us, and we are able to, when that thread gets weak, one of us reach over and grab the other one's arm and pull us back tight.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits Christian Car Guy Christmas Party. I mean, we just had a wonderful time.
Ho, ho, ho.
Sharing his friends and you know, one of the things that jumped out at me, you know, when I became a Christian, actually my wife had, part of the story was she had invited me to go to church with her to this Christian parenting class because we were struggling a little bit as parents. And I didn't have a friend in this world. I really did not have a friend in this world. I mean, I had people that I was in the car business with, and anybody that was my friend I thought was either wanting a promotion, you know, or they were wanting a car. And so I go to this Sunday school, and everybody there is so nice to me. Like, they want to be my friend. And I'm like, I don't think these people want a car. And I know they you know. And it was one of the things that is really a hallmark of a Christian to me, is the sense of somebody that loves you and wants what's best for you, not necessarily what's best for them. So moving on to Bob's glory, I don't want to miss this, and I hope he doesn't miss this. I hope he hears what I would love to share with him. Because Bob's glory, as I see it, is he is he is a teacher from his heart. Now, Bob lives from his heart. If you know him, he just does. And so many of his sayings are etched in my heart because he is a teacher. And one of those sayings is perfect example is what I thought disqualified me made me uniquely qualified. I mean, I will never, ever forget the time he shared that. And it's a perfect example of how what he says to you sticks because God gave him the gift of being a teacher, right? And of course, Satan would like to take that away from him and tell him he's not qualified, but he's so qualified. But the other thing about Bob, if you know him because he lives from his heart, is you can tell immediately what Bob's thinking. Just look at his face or hear the tone in his voice. You never have to wonder, I wonder if Bob's upset. Or you get to wonder, I wonder if Bob's happy. You know, he's just one of those people that you just know exactly. And I'm not surprised, right? When I look at his Hebrew name, you might guess it's the same as mine because we're both Roberts. He happens to be Bob, and I happen to be Robbie. But his really is like the head of the house that is driving for good, passionately looking for the good in things. And he really does that, as all my friends are just a gift to me personally, huge. So Bob's elf name, I guess you're wondering, interestingly related to Jerry, he too is a fudge. But his happens to be fudge scarlet socks. There you go.
I have a pair.
So calling you scarlet socks.
Yeah, I have a pair of scarlet.
So you may wonder about your particular tunic. It's bright scarlet embroidered with berries and cherries.
Well,
you're a little fruity there.
And he's a silly, lovable elf who's both creative and fun to be around.
Aw, that's him.
I'll take that. It could have been worse.
We got to get to Clay. He's been hanging on for so long. Clay, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Well, brother, you know, I just would like to share, I get to talk to you more than I get to talk to anybody else. And you know that Bob stands for Band of Brothers or Body of Believers, right? Y'all know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not interested in getting an elf name. I was taking the time to concoct or create, as the Lord would put it in the book of Genesis, or so far. I've shared this with you before, that there's so much more in creation. So I took the time to do this for you and everybody else that's part of the Christian Car Guy. So it's called The Three P's, a poem over four precious people. A delightful program about vehicles of many kinds, helpful hints and insight that are blessedly kind. From top to bottom and front to back, to hear each person share what is needed keeps you on track. There are many people who partake on this radio show, yet God the Father foreknew this from the start, don't you know? I am so very thankful, and I don't have to ask why. Here's a big heartfelt thanks to each one of y'all and to the Christian Car Guy.
Oh, that is so, a part of a Christmas party right there, is it not?
Well, you know, I'm so thankful that you and everybody else do the job that they do, because if y'all didn't, you know, people wouldn't know what you're talking about, like gaskets or, you know, everything else. And, you know, it's a delightful blessing to be able to have something like this for, you know, y'all take the time. You know, and I used that word foreknew because it has stuck with me from Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 29, that, you know, God foreknew, and he foreknew all this. And that is something so instrumental that I feel people need to know. And I want to say, again, a heartfelt thanks to each of y'all, especially you, brother.
Merry Christmas to you, undoubtedly. Clay, thank you. God bless. Well, Bill, we barely got to hear from you today and only have about 20 seconds left, as you often get the last word. So,
it is a joy and a pleasure to be in with you, gentlemen. I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday and that nobody else catches this mess or passes it on.
I agree. I'm so grateful for my friends, as you can tell. I posted all that, by the way, at Kingdom Pursuits, if you want to check out those names and what that says. But right now, I want to encourage you, because I happen to know the programming that's coming your way. Okay, there might be another COVID carol coming, in the Masculine Journey. You don't want to miss that. Amy Comer comes on at 1 o'clock with Alpha Steam. But, oh, my goodness, Nikita Koloff's show today is really top shelf. I mean, it is Christmas with the Koloffs, and he's really got some amazing stuff. And Encouraging Prayer, which is coming up next. Oh, it has, like, something just over the top. You definitely want to hear that. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to everybody, and especially to our listeners. We're so grateful that you share this time with us.
This is the Truth Network.